This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Two.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, real quick, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Again, that number is 1-866-582-9933. And again, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, those two pages interact, one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and or our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 double E. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com with yours truly, Bradley Dean, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, follow me as I follow Christ. If I step outside of that, folks, then go your own way because I have just become heretical. We don't want to be doing that here. We want to stick to the mind of Christ. We pray and ask for the heart of God, and we ask to be led by the Spirit of God. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Romans 8. Now, folks, I wanted to let you know that we're going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com just for the sake of sticking to topic. And I'm doing my best not to jump the gun, putting the cart before the horse by highlighting something that we're going to talk about if, in fact, we can't get to it until the next day. So let's do this. Let's just take it in stride. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I wanted to highlight the fact that, friends, obviously you see what's going on across the country right now. Some of the stuff that's taking place, folks, is just so far over the top. I don't honestly know what to say to you, but I told you so. When you're dealing with these radical homosexuals, friends, these sodomites, when God calls them an abomination, there's a reason we need to listen to that. We also need to understand why Sodom and Gomorrah was completely destroyed. And for those that would like to see the historical sulfur balls, you can go to WyattMuseum.com. For some reason or another, friends, all the artifacts are there for you to see, all the way from the sulfur balls at Sodom and Gomorrah to the Ark of the Covenant to the wheels, the weapons that were used in the crossing of the Red Sea. WyattMuseum.com. Do check it out, folks. It's astounding. For some reason or another, governments in the across the globe, they don't want you to see the artifacts because they don't want you to confirm the Word of God historically. Friends, we know by the Spirit, because to he who hath the Son hath life, we understand by the Spirit that he is alive forevermore. We already understand that. We have the witness of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are in Jesus' name. But the fact of the matter is they don't want you to see this stuff for some reason or another. Isn't that crazy? They're at war with a God they say they don't believe. And these are the people that are trying to get you to believe that everything is permissible. Yes, the atheist. He who said in his heart that there is no God. Psalm 14:1. Yes, doesn't. It also tells us they have done abominable things, and that's exactly what I'm going to talk about right now. Friends, did you know that President Barack Hussein Obama, outside of the fact that he's already appointed 225 radical homosexuals, transgenders, and lesbians to governmental positions, do you know that just recently, as a matter of fact, on May 13th, President Obama appoints UCC transgender leader to presidential council? Folks, you got to see these pictures. I mean, wow. I mean, it's an old grandpa with glasses on, with hair down to his shoulders, trying to look like a woman. This should show you that you're dealing with a lawless people. In other words, they're at war with God. They're at war with the laws of nature and nature's God. And what is it for you to do, friends, to throw them off lawfully? I'll get to that in a moment. But remember, all of this stuff with this transgenderism, this homosexuality, with the sodomites, the lesbians, whatever, so on and so forth, friends, you need to understand that this is government doing this, okay? This isn't a group full of people across the country that are screaming out for their rights. No, it's the government getting behind it and saying, we're going to use you. Now, if you remember right, there was Roe versus Wade back in 1973 where a woman wanted to have an abortion. What happened is a couple attorneys got involved. By the way, she's now saved. She's a Christian, and she's trying to get in the face of the Supreme Court to tell them what this is all about. She said that the attorneys took it way beyond what was expected or even requested. No, of course, because it creates a bureaucracy, plus it creates a flow of money concerning aborted babies that would be called blood money. It's mob money, friends, but it funds the government to continuously do the things that they're doing today against you, America. Going back to the radical homosexuals, now these transgender, that's the big new thing, right? At least that's what we're told. No, folks, rest assured, less than 1.7% of the population less than 1.7% of the population that claims to be lesbian or homosexual, okay? Not the other way around. But keep in mind, I'm not the one telling you this. This is what they're doing right now. And Chai Feldblum, an open lesbian who was nominated to serve as a commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission by none other than the homosexual effeminate criminal himself, Barack Hussein Obama, or Barry Satoru, or whatever else you want to call him. He's got so many different aliases, friends. It sickens me, and it should sicken you as well. But this is what Chai Feldblum said. She said, I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government's interest, that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance, for those of you that are speaking out, friends, she said, you must be stopped. To a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish, and hence that a law, it's not law, it's framed by mischief, read Psalm 94, that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs. In other words, this is an attack on Christianity. But again, we knew that from John Adams, the second president, who said our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Of course, the homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram, as I've told you 6 years ago, friends. To date, as you can see, what's happening and what's transpiring is I am being vindicated on a daily basis as to the things that I warned you would come. Here we are. Thank God for the Spirit of Christ. But going on, she said there can be no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs because that would be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for sodomy. Friends, this is what she said. She said, there is a compelling government interest. What is it? That you accept anything and everything. It's confusion to your face because you leave off judgment. Read Isaiah 59. But the fact of the matter is, friends, you need to understand this gives power. Have you ever noticed that the more immoral you become, the more control government gains through your immoralities? See, it's all purpose, friends. It's all purpose. And folks, when I come back, I'm going to highlight some more of the things that are on the sonsoflibertymedia.com right now so you can understand what's at work here. And you also need to understand, America, that you are the law. I'm going to come back to Thomas Jefferson and highlight some of the articles once again. sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're just talking about the transgenders and those that have been appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. They are appointed to destroy. They are appointed to upend your Constitution. You need to remember what Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal, said at the proceedings before the inauguration of his presidency back 7 3/4 years ago when he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. Well, the way you do that is you appoint over you, you appoint over the people that they mean to take down, those that hate them. And again, that's a sign of judgment, Leviticus 26, and that's exactly what we can see happening here. They're giving way as the American people sympathize with those that are destroying their country and making a prey out of their own posterity. You do need to keep in mind the Muslims are right behind them using the same methodologies because the Muslims are being used at length as a political battering ram as well, friends, to establish a global order. But this shows you mask off concerning those that are behind the President of the United States, his criminal administration, but also keep in mind that if the American people held their feet to the law of the Constitution, they could get away with what they're doing no longer than it comes out of their mouth, friends. In other words, you are the law and you need to put a stop to it. Now, I also wanted to keep in mind, friends, in Deuteronomy 22, verse 3, verse 5, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Just putting on clothes, friends. That's it. an abomination. Do your best to overlook the 30 scriptures for all those that sympathize with those that are destroying your country, that condemn the act of homosexuality, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24. We see in the book of Peter, we see, folks, in 26 other references in the Bible why God destroyed nations. It's because of what you're tolerating today, America. You are allowing them, and your apathy and tolerance is daring the justice of God, and rest assured you're going to get a response. I also wanted to highlight the fact that, folks, remember what Martin Luther King Jr. said. He said, we're not to judge men by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. It's interesting how Barack Hussein Obama is putting himself in a position to appeal to the blacks, which, by the way, America, do not support him. You need to understand that. That's why he's appealing to felons and foreigners to come into this country illegally. He does not have the Hispanic support in this country neither. That's why he's appealing to the illegals across the southern border as well. You do need to take me for face value, friends, and do your due diligence, because I'm telling you what you're going to find is what I just said is exactly the facts. But I told you that before it came to come to pass as well. So I want to make clear, friends, you understand that what's going on is not a civil rights issue, because anything that's antithetical or in direct contrast to God's moral law is null and void. It's crime. Okay, it's called sin, 1 John 3:4. But if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, black pastors denounce bathroom proclamation by Hussein Sataro. Of course they do. Folks, of course they do. Don't fall for the fact that because Barack's black, all the black people are out there following in suit. No. No. It's just not the case, friends. And I want to tell you something, too. Black folks don't like the fact that sodomites are equating their sin to the color of the black person's skin, in any sense of the word. Let me go back to the civil rights issue really quick. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that men should not be judged according to the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, the choices that they make, lawful or unlawful, righteous or wicked. As a matter of fact, Thaddeus Stevens said during the debate of the 14th Amendment, said, there's no distinction which could be tolerated in this purified republic but what rose from merit and from conduct. Okay? So again, it goes back to the Word of God, Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Let me go back to Romans 6. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Listen carefully. But God be thanked that you've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto you. Let me bring it into a positive, okay? It tells us in the book of James, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Grace overcomes with faith in the heart, friends. It doesn't succumb to sin. It overcomes. As a matter of fact, Webster's 1828, grace defines out as a power to restrain from committing the act of violating God's moral law. It's a fulfillment, friends. It's like when you're driving down the highway and you put on the cruise control. As long as you got it set on 55, the cops are your best friends, right? But the minute you start to go faster than what you should be going faster and you take off that cruise control, guess what? You're on your own. Okay? And there you have it. Wanted to go over to Sons of Liberty Media, highlight a couple more articles. Judge, listen carefully, sonsoflibertymedia.com. A judge said, if law enforcement does not stop Hillary Clinton, listen carefully, a judge said this, America has to. Yeah, you better bet your bottom dollar America has to. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. I'm reading the unanimous declaration of the 13th United States of America. In Congress, July 4, 1776 was the date of the proclamation. It was written and finalized on July 2nd. It was proclaimed on July 4th, 1776. But listen, it says, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Listen, America. I'm talking about your founding document, the seedbed, which is based off of, friends, a what? What preceded that? The Mayflower Compact. And what rests upon that common law? God's moral law. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their what? Their creator, not the state, the creator. We are endowed by our creator, not by the tyrant, not because he dictates or decrees, friends. We are endowed by our creator with certain unalienable, non-transferable rights, rights which cannot be taken away. They can only be forfeited, friends. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Everything that you're letting this administration threaten, friends, that to secure these rights that God has given you, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from who? The consent of you, America. That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, which you see on a daily basis, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. That does not make you the criminal, America. It makes you the good guy. The problem is people in this country don't know the difference anymore. They think because the state-controlled media that they say they don't believe says so, then it must be so. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. Is what they do. See, they love God so much, but they disobey Him at every given opportunity. And we're seeing that in this country today. But that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of we, the people, America, the governed. That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. The way that you do that is you enforce the law against the crimes of the likes of what we're seeing today. Under judgment to establish righteousness, friends. That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. It didn't say anything when you're thrown off tyranny, friends, about instituting criminal law, which there's no such thing. Those are called outlaws, and that's what we're dealing with today. Let me go back to Elijah, 1 Kings 18. Do you remember how he was hunted by Ahab's wife, Jezebel? And how the prophets were slain. And who were the prophets? They were there to send forth and to slew sin. Remember, it was their job to preach against sin, right? They were just, they were upright, they were holy men of God, speaking for God, proclaiming for God. His words, not their own. But do you remember how that corrupt government had Elijah and the 7,000 prophets that were reserved in the cave? Remember how they were hunted by that government? Hey, friends, what government was righteous? Was it God's through the prophets, or was it the corruption through the tyrants that the people accepted and submitted themselves during that time? Do you remember what happened when Ahab caught him on the backside of the desert? Elijah was walking to go confront him to show you again that Jesus Christ spoke as one having authority, not as the scribes and the Pharisees, not like the effeminate of the day. Right? He went to the face of the enemy, and remember what Ahab said to him, 1 Kings 18. Hey, you're the troubler of Israel, and what did Elijah say to him? I'm not the troubler. It's you and your fathers that have forgotten the commandments of the Lord. So, friends, whose government was that established upon? The same one that we have established here in the United States of America. So, which one's the good guys? Use a little discernment, friends. Quit complaining about what you're submitting to and throw it off in the face and bring forth judgment.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know, I think the American people fail to remember that their forefathers established a free government under God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I know that the American people at large have forgotten because they've been dummied down. They've willfully submitted to the dumbing down of the federal government illegally through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. And with all the time that they've had throughout their lives, they're going to have a great regret on that final day that they didn't take the time to read what men fought, bled, and died to ratify, to make us free. But I think, America, you need to understand that your forefathers sent the message to the rest of the world that we would not, as a people, our forefathers nor their posterity, which would be me and you, their descendants, we would not be ruled by tyrants. And yet, America, tyrants are usurping and encroaching upon your rights on a daily basis through overreaching, through unlaw, through policy. Folks, it's over the top. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants was the message. Right before the break, I was talking about 1 Kings 18 when Elijah was confronted by Ahab. Elijah was looking for him. Okay, he went to the face of the enemy to confront him. And remember, it was Ahab that called Elijah the troubler for exposing Ahab and his witchy wife Jezebel, literally, for their crimes against God, first and foremost, Acts chapter 20, verse 21, and before their sins and their tyrannical acts before man. And it was Elijah that rightly said back to Ahab, I'm not the troubler, it's you that has forgotten your father's commandments, the Lord's commandments. And also keep in mind, folks, that's Old Testament, because I know that there's a lot of ignorant people out there. Do forgive me. I got to educate these people, too, that are trying to catch me in my words, friends. But they don't call in 1-866-582-9933. Keep in mind, John the Baptist pointed out the evils, all the evils in which King Herod did. He lost his head because of it. But he was the greatest prophet born of woman. And it wasn't a good place for Herod to put himself, nor his wife. Or, I'm sorry, his brother's wife that he married. It's not lawful for you to have her, said John the Baptist. And keep in mind, Jesus as well, friends, called Herod that fox. Go tell that fox. Go tell him. He wasn't sheepish or effeminate, friends, in any sense of the word. He told me, go tell him. Folks, right before the break as well, I was reading the Declaration of Independence that was established by your forefathers. Speaking of independence, well, 13 colonies with less than 3% of the population said no more to the tyrant across the pond. Also, keep in mind that tyrant was calling your forefathers, friends, terrorists. Just the way that they are today. But I want to go on here. It says that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles as organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety, happiness, prudence, indeed will dictate the government's long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. Hey, friends, also pay attention. At nowhere did our forefathers violate God's moral law. It was the tyrant that was violating the law that they were throwing off. As a matter of fact, if I can put that into layman's terms for you, Abraham Lincoln said, we the people, America, are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. We are confronting those that pervert the Constitution today. Prudence shall indeed will dictate that governments long established shall not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown, listen carefully, that mankind are more disposed to suffer evils which are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Why is that? Why do you suffer the abuses, America? But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is your right, America, our forefathers said. It is your duty to throw off such governments and to provide new guards for your future security. And for God's sakes, friends, literally, your posterities. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain and a history of repeated injuries, America, listen carefully. Injuries and usurpations all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. But again, friends, you can always just go back instead of reading your founding documents and seeing how easy it is. Childlike faith, friends, it takes to understand these. But it's better to just turn on Fox News and get caught up into a little gossip trail, right? That leads nowhere. It's like the little dog that keeps chasing his tail. It never comes to resolve, does it? Nope, that's all by design so they can get ratings, friends. So they can make money off of sponsorship while you lose your country. Little by little, through a siege, which means a slow takeover. This all coming from, friends, the topic on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If law enforcement does not stop Hillary Clinton, America has to. Listen carefully, friends. America has to. I want to tell you this, too. This is just coming up right now. Folks, if you think what Barack Hussein Obama's doing is to the extent of what he could do, that would be an abominable. I want to tell you something, friends. He's still got a little more time. You need to keep your eye on the ball, friends. Don't go for none of the sleight of hand right now. Keep your eye on what's going on in the administration, because it's going to get worse. And it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse until the American people keep the commandments and the judgments of the Most High God. It's that simple. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Obama and Lynch value transgender lives more than others. It's not about the ones that they're claiming, friends, that are the victims. It's about government overthrowing law, is what this is. And to the righteous, it's a test. And to the righteous, I say, the darker it gets. Hey, friends, the more we shine. Right? Read Matthew 5:16 when you get a moment. Guess what's going on over in Canada? Sons of Liberty Media.com. Canadian Islamists, now there's enough of them, are calling for full implementation of Islam. Caliphate. Yep. All the people in Canada, they didn't believe that this was really going to happen, man. There's only a couple of them. And over the years and over the years and over the years, there's a couple more and there's a couple thousand more and then a couple thousand more. And then all of a sudden, there's so many of them. Your backs are up against the wall. You've been outnumbered. Yep, that's the Trojan horse. But friends, the problem is there's no Trojan horse here. They're doing this in the light of day. And just keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama's taking the best that we have, the Navy SEALs, bringing them over, shipping them back over to unconstitutional wars to police the world over in the Middle East, while he's bringing forth the illegals into the American nation in which we all live. Love and cherish, right? I hope you say, and you said right, because, you know, a lot of people love their country so much that they're willing to let somebody else actually fight, bleed, and die for it. You know, far be it from them to have to actually stand up and do something about what's going on in this country. No, that is an expression of love. That is an exhibition of love, is to actually stand up and fight for what you do love. And you don't have to tell anybody what you love. Everybody knows what you love by what you fight for. Okay? Also on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, I shared with you yesterday, folks, we have two more holistic doctors found dead. Folks, how many is that over the last year and a half, 2 years? Crazy. Crazy. They don't want you to have natural remedy, friends. They want you to be completely dependent upon the pharmaceuticals. Arizona representatives demand transparency in death of LaVoie Finnegan. Friends, you've seen this on video. You've seen him shot dead by the federal government who lynched him. Literally out in the middle of the highway, on the back road, highway of Oregon, friends. Crazy stuff. It really is. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Representatives demand Obama fire Ben Rhodes for duping public. Are you kidding me, America? Are you kidding me? You want Ben Rhodes to be fired for lying for Barack Hussein Obama, who you know who's lying to you? I mean, this is the definition of useful idiots. And I'm talking about the American people that are demanding Obama fire Ben Rhodes. No, fire Barack Hussein Obama. Impeach Barack Hussein Obama, Article 2, Section 4. Indict Barack Hussein Obama for his 1,083 transgressions of the Constitution of the United States of America. And you want him to fire some subordinate in which he may have? I mean, folks, it doesn't get any worse than this administration. Let me say this. I hope it not to get any worse. Sorry for the old English, but that's what I read, friends. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Gender identity, folks. Loading up. Marxist plan to destroy the family. Of course, it's about parental usurpation, friends. This is about taking your kids away from you. The authority. You're already seeing this in public schools, friends. Through abortion, now they're doing it through homosexuality. Kids can now go into a public school, friends, and have an abortion without their parents even being told about it. That's criminal. That's criminal. America, you need to understand that there's attorneys out there that you don't have to pay that will go to bat for you to deal with these criminals, but you have to see it through. Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends, wanted to let you know one more. We actually have two more I want to highlight. Man's plan, 9/11 redo to prove conspiracy theories about crashing plane into old buildings on September 11th. Friends, look who those guns have been aimed at since September 11th. You. Look at all the bureaucracies that have been created to overpower you. Look who's been threatened. Look who's been polarized, friends. You have. Even going so far as to stick the IRS on political combatants, as they would say. Political enemies. Hey, folks, and do understand that political, I want you to understand that God created government, right? He's the one that established government through our forefathers, right? And you can see that political in politics means the science of government, and science, going back to that word, means the study of creation. So everything we're talking about here concerning politics, it really comes down to this, right and wrong before a just and a holy God. Is really what it comes down to. But I also wanted to let you know, here's some good news. Packing heat. In the state of Missouri, we got some lawmakers waking up. They're expanding gun rights. Folks, you already have rights, but they said, okay, concealed carry without permit, go for it. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I have one more segment. I'll do my best to cover the most that I can within that allotted time. Be right back. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Napa know-how!
When you pick up an Evercraft 26-piece screwdriver set for $19.99 at Napa, you're not just getting 26 beautiful chrome-plated instruments. You're getting something that shows the world if there's a problem, you've got 26 ways to tackle it. That's $19.99 for a 26-piece screwdriver set and 26 ways to show you're the man for any job that requires screwdrivers. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Okay, so folks, I read the Declaration of Independence, and then you can go ahead and take the time to read the usurpations, the violations, and the assent to laws concerning the tyrant over in England during the foundations or through the Revolutionary War, should I say, and the struggle in which it took to throw off that tyrant. But you'll understand what they were dealing with during that particular time. It's great stuff, friends. It really is. And if you liken it as to what's going on in this country today, you've far allowed more usurpation and crime than our forefathers ever dreamed of, America. I do want you to know that. There are three things in the world that deserve no mercy: hypocrisy, fraud, and tyranny. We're talking about a judge on Sons of Liberty Media who said, if law enforcement does not stop Hillary Clinton, you need to ask the question, America, why they are not stopping Hillary Clinton. That's what you're up against. This judge said, well, America has to. Did you hear that? See, the secret of freedom lies in educating the people, whereas the secret of tyranny is keeping them ignorant. Let me say that again. The secret of freedom lies in educating people, whereas the secret of tyranny is in keeping them ignorant. It really, that spawns from, friends, none other than Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He said, if you forget my law, I'll also forget your children. Okay? I don't believe he's forgotten our children. I believe that the adults have forgotten their children as so far and so much, friends, as to actually dropping their kids off at public schools or set them in front of the television today, which offers nothing but the lust of the flesh, the pride of the life, and the love of the world, which is a spirit of Antichrist. Read 1 John 2. The judge said if the law enforcement doesn't stop Hillary Clinton, again, America, you have to ask the question why they haven't stopped her and why she's not in prison at least. This judge had enough common sense. I don't know if this judge blurted out the truth in his confusion, but the fact of the matter is he told you the truth. If law enforcement doesn't stop the criminals in front of you, friends, America has to. You've been standing around like a bunch of blind sheep, folks, allowing the governments. The last two cycles that I've been really aware of what's going on, actually a little bit before that. But interestingly enough, friends, it's of note that you take that, look what you've allowed them to do. And even when the American people get involved, it's like, listen, okay, back in 2008, they upseated, was it, 2012, was it? They unseated 65 criminals in government. Then they were replaced, and then we found out that a tyrant was replaced with another tyrant. How did that work out for us? Well, guess what? We need to keep sending the message. In America, you don't have to. You don't have to, regardless of what branch of government they serve in or what capacity they serve in, you don't have to wait for them to serve out their terms before they can be removed. When they lie, when they violate the law, or even the smallest of infractions concerning the laws of our Constitution, they need to be impeached right then and there, and then indicted, and then charged, and judged appropriately, friends. And folks, I'll tell you what, you want to turn this on the right people, now is the time to do it. And I'm talking about Paul Ryan, I'm talking about Pelosi, I'm talking about every single one of them individuals that has assaulted you on a daily basis. And again, America, you fall short of that, you're in trouble. And I know that you've been told, you know, they can do what they want to do. Who told you that? Because it's not in our founding documents, nor is it in our laws. Nor could any one of them that are violating the law actually admit to the fact that the law stands against what they're doing. They would never do that in a million years. Just ask Pelosi. We've done a radio show on her where she's talking about the wrong amendments. She's talking about when making reference, if she does it all, to the Constitution, she's in the wrong area. She's making reference and point to the wrong section of the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Again, America, what I'm saying is the secret of freedom lies in educating the people. That's what we're doing here. We're tearing down and building up. Whereas the secret of tyranny is keeping them ignorant. They would have you so dummy down, friends, that they would say to you that you need to accept whatever we say and that it's okay for us to do it. Right? One more time. Judge, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If law enforcement does not stop Hillary Clinton, America has to. Now, I want to go back to, again, a signer. Actually, he was the architect, the main architect of the Declaration of Independence. You all know who I'm going to talk about here, right? Thomas Jefferson. He said, bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. So 318 million people, you need to understand that you are the law. And you need to take the time to read your founding documents, starting with the Word of God and ending with the Constitution and the founding documents. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said President Andrew Jackson. And let me end with this. Bear always in mind, America, that a nation ceases to be Republican, which you are, Article 4, Section 4, only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. So let's set the record straight. Are they the law? Nope. They are there to uphold and magnify the laws. And if they don't do it, then guess what? You need to enforce and exert some efforts, friends, to remove them and deal with them lawfully.
Now, I want to finish an actual letter that I didn't quite get a chance to finish, I think last time I was on the radio show. I want to read this from Steve. He said this: I know a valid ministry when I see one. The Sons of Liberty certainly tops the list. I am thankful for these guys, proud to have them on our side. Make no mistake about them, they are an in-your-face ministry, boot camp tough. The timid need not use their services. Controversy is their middle name. If you want to reach people in your town that no one else cares for, bring them in. Tell everybody to listen and fasten their seatbelts. They are in for a ride. Jump on board. You can run from these guys, but there is simply nowhere to hide. This is a guy named Steve Peters who did Truth About Rock seminars, Why Knock Rock. Some of you may remember that from the 80s and 90s, going against the flow of all the rock music and the immorality that was flooding into our nation at the time. And here is a guy who saw this ministry and said, wow, these guys are boot camp tough, in action, seeing what we are doing not only in schools across America, but at tea parties, churches, festivals, prisons, detention centers, you name it. And I'd like to throw this opportunity for all of those who've been listening to our program. You have been amening. You have been saying, boy, oh boy, if I had this at my church, I wish my pastor would speak like this. I wish that we'd have this at our school, at my university, so on and so forth. Quit thinking and hoping that you would have this in your area. Now's the time to act, especially in America today with everything that we have going on. Bradley continuously holds forth this light during this radio program, showing the evils of the day and the wickedness that we see throughout America. What are you doing about it? Are you sitting there idly standing by and watching the world literally go to hell in a handbasket while you're just doing your own thing and doing your own sports activities, your own family activities, your own entertainment? What is worth the future? The future is the heart, the minds, the souls of our next generation, and we want to make sure that they have freedom preserved for them, just like our founding forefathers and the many, many, many men and women since then who have fought, bled, and died to assure us to have our freedom in our country. But for those of you who want to make a difference in your community, please do give us a call. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. In fact, next week we are going to be in Alaska because of a very woman who got in contact with this ministry. We started going back and forth, and she wants to reach out to her community. She's a go-getter. She's a fireball, and I'm sure there's many other kindred spirits across America, both men and women, who want to see their communities restored and this nation changed back to, I want to say restored back to what it was, the foundations found in the Bible and the Constitution which this nation was founded upon. Now, I want to go to this other referral too as well. I always like to read letters from other people. That way you can take their word for it and not our word for it. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can find hundreds and hundreds of these things, but I want to just read you one more. This is Rick Moe, a pastor evangelist. He said this: this says it all about Bradley's ministry. Bradley is intense, passionate, and most of all, available. Available to shake, rattle, and roll a group of teens, or just one at a time. The only caution I have towards Bradley is that I fear he doesn't desire to hear chapel bells, but instead would rather run a mission just a yard away from the gates of hell. And we're not here, as Jesus said, to call the righteous, but I have come to call sinners to repentance, and that's our job, is to shine forth the light of God's truth. And for those of you listening and want to get behind this message, become a son or daughter of liberty. What that means is it's simple as going on the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You choose a level of membership that's right for you, and you start supporting this work on a monthly basis. We have men and women from all over America, from Texas to Minnesota, all over to the East Coast, to the West Coast, that are saying, you know what, I've been impacted by this message. I know that my heart was changed. I was enlightened by God's truth, and I want to do what I can and support this ministry to continue to do its work all throughout America, whether it be on the radio show, through events that we do, through columns, through anything and everything. We are shining God's light and His truth. So please join together with us. We want you to take part in this. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and become a son or daughter of liberty today. Don't delay.
Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Talk to you in 23. See ya. Bye.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.